The top story by score today, 724 points and 312 comments as of our data poll, is an essay titled Don't Be a Meat Proxy, published this morning by a writer going by Ingrun. And the title alone tells you where this is going. The argument, stripped to its core, is that when humans simply relay AI outputs to other humans without exercising independent judgment, they've effectively made themselves redundant. They've become biological middleware. A proxy. A meat proxy.
And the HN community clearly recognized something true in that framing, because 312 comments is a substantial conversation. What I find interesting from a business and organizational perspective is that this isn't just a philosophical complaint. There are real workflow implications here. If a manager asks an employee to research something, and the employee hands the manager a cleaned-up ChatGPT response without telling them that's what it is, you've introduced a trust failure into an organizational chain. The manager thinks they're getting human analysis. They're getting laundered AI output.
The essay makes a distinction that I think is worth drawing out carefully. There's a difference between using AI as a tool, like using a calculator to do arithmetic faster, and becoming a conduit for AI outputs. When you use a calculator, you still understand what the numbers mean. You still make the judgment call about whether the answer is reasonable. The meat proxy problem is when you remove yourself from that evaluation loop entirely. You stop being the intelligence and start being the interface.
Which connects directly to the second big topic on the front page today, the Qwen 3.8 Max model release. Alibaba's Qwen team dropped this over the weekend. It scored 644 points. And the claims being made are genuinely worth scrutinizing. The model apparently sets new benchmarks on several coding evaluations and positions itself as optimized for what they're calling co-working, essentially collaborative AI-assisted development. But here's where those two stories collide. If your AI coding assistant gets significantly better, does that increase or decrease the temptation to become a meat proxy?
The answer is almost certainly increases the temptation. At least in the short term. When a model generates code that looks right, compiles cleanly, and passes basic tests, the friction to actually reading it drops to near zero. And Qwen 3.8 Max, from the benchmarks being discussed in the comments, appears to be producing output that looks more plausible than previous generations. HN commenters with early access are reporting strong performance on multi-file refactoring tasks specifically, which is the domain where most developers have found AI assistants the least reliable.
The co-work framing from Alibaba is interesting to me from a positioning standpoint. They're not selling this as AI replaces developers. They're selling collaborative pair programming with an AI that has better context retention and can follow architectural decisions across a larger code base. That's a more defensible and arguably more accurate pitch. The question is whether the actual behavior of developers using it matches that framing.
And there's a geopolitical dimension worth noting. Qwen has become a genuine challenger to Western AI labs on coding benchmarks, and the 3.8 Max release is the clearest demonstration yet that the gap between frontier American models and Chinese open-weight alternatives has narrowed substantially. The HN thread has a lot of practitioners actually running comparisons, and the consensus seems to be that for pure code generation tasks, the performance difference between Qwen 3.8 Max and the top-tier closed models is now within noise on many evaluations.
Which has business implications for every company that's locked into a particular AI provider's API. If open-weight models from Alibaba can match or approach closed model performance, the cost structure of AI-assisted development changes meaningfully. You can run Qwen locally or on cheaper compute. That changes the build versus buy calculation for a lot of teams.
The Steve Yegi essay that surfaced today, The Shape of Things to Come, on his new Yegi.ai domain, feeds into this as well. Yegi's been one of the more consistent voices arguing that we're approaching a threshold where AI fundamentally changes what software engineering looks like as a profession. He scored 33 points with 32 comments, which suggests the community is engaging seriously rather than just upvoting and moving on. His central argument, from what commenters are summarizing, is that the shape of future software is less determined by what AI can generate and more determined by what humans choose to verify and own.
Which is essentially the anti-meat proxy argument from a different angle. The debate happening across these three threads simultaneously, the Engrun essay, the Quen release, and the Yege piece, is really one conversation about what the human role in software development looks like when generation is effectively free and verification is the scarce resource.
There's also the AI productivity gap piece from Bjorn Roche, which got 58 points and 61 comments, nearly a 1-to-1 ratio of comments to score, which on HN typically signals a contentious or nuanced discussion. The piece apparently challenges the assumption that AI tools are producing uniform productivity gains across developers. The argument is that productivity improvements are highly skewed. Experienced developers who already know what good code looks like are getting substantial leverage, while junior developers who rely on AI output without the judgment to evaluate it are seeing more modest gains or even negative outcomes.
That asymmetry, if it holds up empirically, has significant hiring and training implications. You can't skip the years of practice that build the judgment to evaluate AI output, which means the pipeline for senior engineers remains constrained even as junior work gets more automatable. That's a structural tension companies are going to be navigating for the next several years.
And it's the empirical counterpart to what Engrun is arguing philosophically. Don't be a meat proxy isn't just ethical advice, it's practical career advice. The value you provide is your judgment, not your ability to relay outputs.